Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome into another edition of Home Run Throwback. I am Jimmy Morris at Jay Morris MCM on Twitter, MuteCityMiracles.com. Today is Tuesday, January the 2nd. I hope everybody had a good Christmas, a good New Year's. The Titans played on New Year's Eve. Hopefully you were able to find something to do other than watch that game. I will say it's the first time in maybe since Zach Mettenberger was the quarterback that I voluntarily turned the TV off and switched to the radio and started doing other things. I've had to miss a few games this year, at least watching them on TV, but, you know, kids sporting events or whatever, I've been at those on a Sunday afternoon and had to miss watching the game, at least live. But Sunday, I just, you know, about start of the fourth quarter, I was like, well, time to put Christmas stuff up. So let's go do that. So pop the headphones in, listen to Mike Keith for the rest of the way. You know, it's sad that we've gotten to this point, but it's just kind of where we're at. Mike Vrabel had his press conference today. I guess skipped Monday because it was New Year's Day. So he has his normal Monday press conference today on Tuesday. You know, the big thing that came out of that was him saying that he doesn't like to lose, paraphrasing what he said there. When Gentry Estes, I think it was, asked him a question, basically like kind of what's the point in winning at this point in the season. And so it was good to see a little fire from Mike Vrabel. You'll have some tell you that it wasn't real. It was real. I mean, he doesn't like to lose, you know, and I don't know where he is as far as mentally with this season, how long ago he checked out on it, because you have to believe that there was a point pretty early on where he realized that this team didn't have it because the offensive line is terrible. Now, I will say I don't understand why players can't get better. We have just not seen anybody really improve this year on this team. And, you know, to me, that's a coaching thing a little bit. You would think he'd be able to coach a guy up and, you know, maybe get a left tackle that could get in someone's way instead of just watching them run around. Andre Dillard, quite frankly, I don't know why they let him play. Vrabel was kind of asked that today, and he basically said, well, we've only got so many guys. But, you know, I don't like to judge effort. I'm not one that likes to sit and be like, oh, this guy's not trying, that guy's not trying, whatever. But there was one play where they showed a replay, and Andre Dillard just looked like he didn't even get no pass set. Like, he just let the guy run around him. And, you know, it was shortly after that that Jalen Duncan replaced him in the game. I don't understand what's going on with Andre Dillard. He was at least a serviceable guy with the Eagles. He's come here, and he's been terrible. So I don't really understand that. I don't understand why they can't coach him up and get something better than that from him. You know, and just, you just kind of see that all across the board. I mean, guys kind of are what they were at the beginning of the year. You haven't seen a whole lot of improvement. So, you know, that's one of the things that I would, you know, kind of downgrade Vrabel on for coaching. I do believe the biggest issue with this team is the personnel. They're not good enough to be competitive in the NFL, especially not with that offensive line. They need four new offensive linemen this offseason, which is crazy to think about, but that's where they're at. So I do think that that's the biggest issue, but at the same time, like, they can't line up right. You got guys running into punters. I mean, it's just little stuff like that each and every week that are, you know, coaching points to a certain extent, and stuff that we can fully, I'm not going to sit here and say that I think Vrabel should be fired, but at the same time, I don't think he should get a complete pass just because the roster is so bad. I think there are some things that he should be able to do better that he hasn't done that would maybe help this team at least be, you know, incrementally better. They could have won a couple more games, and I know, you know, there's the big thing about draft position and all that stuff and all that, but, like, you know, for Vrabel, I mean, at some point, you've got to win some football games, because now you're going on, what, they lost 9 in a row to close out this year, you're 5-11, or close out last year, 5-11 this year. I mean, that's tough. That's tough. It's tough to keep your job doing that. And so I don't know. I mean, I think he will. I think he's back here next year, but he's going to have to win next year. The whole leader of men and players like him, and he's well-respected around the league stuff. I mean, that, you know, only gets you so far. It gets you a little bit of leeway, but at some point you got to start to win football games. And so, like I said, I expect him to be back. I don't really see a scenario where he is fired. Now, is there some type of deal they work out to get him to the Patriots? Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see how that happens. Bill Belichick has, you know, his presumably last week as the Patriots coach here, and then we'll see where that goes from there. So I don't know if that's in play at all or not. But I'll say that I don't think anybody has done a particularly good job with this on this team. You know, they have a 1,000-yard rusher in Derrick Henry. They have a 1,000-yard receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. Only team in the league to have two guys, Danico Autry and Harold Landry, with double-digit sacks. They're 5-11. You know, and it just seems like they should be able to get a little bit more out of that with some guys that have played well. Some have been good enough, but some guys that have played well, but, you know, just not enough across the board. So that's kind of where we're at. Titans have a chance to ruin Jacksonville's season on Sunday if the Titans beat the Jaguars. Whoever wins that Texans-Colts game on Saturday will win the AFC South, and Jaguars will likely miss the playoffs. That would be fun. But, you know, again, that would cost them a few picks in the draft. They got to get an offensive tackle. So, you know, cheer for whatever you want to there. I will have trouble sitting there watching that game and cheering for the Titans not to beat the Jaguars. I don't think it'll matter. I think the Titans will be down by, you know, three touchdowns in the second half, and they're not going to be competitive, and so it's not really going to matter what we're rooting for. But if they've got a drive late that could possibly knock off the Jaguars and knock them out of the playoffs, I'll be cheering for that touchdown. I'll be cheering for them to get that win. You figure out the draft stuff later. So, anyway, that's kind of where I'm at. Like I said, hope everybody had a good holiday, and we will have a lot to – I mean, obviously, we're going to have more to talk about once the season ends as far as, you know, roster and positions and draft and all that stuff. So we'll be still coming at you throughout the offseason. So, like I said, just subscribe to the podcast, Herman Throwback, wherever you get your podcast. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM, MuseumMiracles.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later. Home Run Throwback is a part of the Fans First Sports Network.